Hey guys, this is Laura Vandervoort. I played Kara Kent / Supergirl on Smallville, and you are listening to Always Hold On to Smallville.
Welcome to Always Hold On to Smallville. In this podcast, we talk about each and every episode of The Young Superman Show, then ran from 2001 to 2011 on the WB and the CW. I'm your host, Zach Moore. I'm joined by Mr. Lance Laster. What's up, Lance?
What up?
We are back for another Smallville special. This time covering Smallville Legends, Justice, and Doom. Now, as I recall, this was just called Justice and Doom, Smallville Justice and Doom when it first came out.
Yeah.
They added the Legends thing. I guess Disney bought them and labeled all this non-canon. But,
zing.
This is the second product tie-in for season 6. We, of course, had the Oliver Queen Chronicles, which we covered in our last episode, in our last Smallville special. Y'all can go check that out. Watch at your own risk. And then we got Justice and Doom. Now, this I do remember. These were motion comics. And another reason I remember them is unlike the Sprint exclusive Oliver Queen Chronicles, these aired in the last batch of episodes in season 6. Like in the commercial breaks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Much like that Arrow thing with the Bose speaker.
Oh, the Blood Rush?
Yeah. That's what these are.
Yeah.
And, it's the same kind of, and those aired. And I remember I saw those at the time as well because they aired on the commercial breaks and stuff. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
You don't say, go to your Sprint phone. Because season 6 was the year of the Sprint phone.
Yeah.
On Smallville, as we covered in the product.
It was.
Now, this was brought to you by Toyota. And you know how cool he is that Yaris.
That's right. Jimmy was trying to get back to the back of that Yaris.
Back of that Yaris. My Yaris is great mileage, but anyway, this is Toyota, sponsored by Toyota, brought to you by Toyota Yaris.
Yeah.
I've never been in a Yaris. I had a Toyota Corolla.
You did?
So I actually at this very time had a Toyota Corolla.
You did?
So this is on brand for me. So
Smallville really was your life.
I never even made that connection before. I wanted a Honda Civic, okay? So... Or Nissan Versa.
Yeah. I've driven a Versa.
Of course, because Heroes.
Yeah.
Right? Nissan Versa. Didn't we rent a Nissan Versa when we went to like California? Maybe?
Yeah, we went to San Diego.
Yeah, we're like, I got a Nissan Versa, going to Comic-Con.
We went to Comic-Con.
Like Hiro Nakamura and Ando.
Blue Nissan Versa. I think we did get a blue one.
Of course, you have to get it. You have to get this car before Lex Luthor. We'll get there.
Yep.
So these came out, you know, at the end of season 6, and they tie into a lot of episodes, actually. And I mentioned in our in the podcast proper coverage of Prototype.
Yeah.
That's, to me, that was the main one I remembered.
Okay.
Because literally in here, we see the connective tissue. Chloe's like, okay, Oliver, I'll go tell Clark, right? Mm-hmm. And on off-screenville, as we always called it, right? That there's a lot of that here. And I think, maybe just because we just... Once the Oliver Queen Chronicles.
Yeah.
But these were great.
Oh, this is cinema by comparison. Give this an Oscar right now.
These were a great idea. Right? This is what they should have done for the Oliver Queen Chronicles. I don't know what they were. I can't believe the same. I don't know. Maybe it was the marketing department and on the other ones. I don't know. But the same people, theoretically, who brought you those, the Oliver Queen Chronicles, brought you Justice and Doom.
Yeah.
Because this is great. Like, this is fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a motion comic.
Yes.
It's split up in a few parts.
Those were really big at this point in the timeline.
Was that new technology? Or?
I think it was. Yeah, because I remember, like, you know, when people were just like, oh, man, did you see they did, like, you know, Astonishing X-Men as a motion comic? People were like, oh, man, that's awesome. You don't really see that a whole lot anymore. But I remember at the time, this is what, 2007?
Yeah.
2008-ish, around that range, that was really big.
The Watchmen motion comic had come out right before the movie.
Exactly.
So that was... I think that's a cool idea to bring comics to life like that. Mm-hmm. It's cool to see. And to my knowledge, these don't exist outside of this format.
I agree.
Like, I would totally buy, like, the Smallville Justice and Doom, you know, collected issue. Mm-hmm. Where is that? Right? Because that's... And then, you know, you might have a little time to slow down and... assimilate what they're showing. Because honestly, I think, and I feel like I'm a fast reader.
Mm-hmm.
But these go by really fast.
They really do.
You really miss some of the stuff, I think.
You got to concentrate. Like, this is like, if you're a musician, this is like sight reading. Or like, you're like, you're in it, like you're like sight reading, like on a gig. Like, you don't have time to like mess around. Like, you got to like be, like use all of your focus.
You need to put some
blinders
everything.
On. Exactly.
If you glance at your peripheral vision, you will miss crucial plot details.
Exactly.
But these are split up into five parts, but there's actually 6 parts.
Mm-hmm.
And we tracked down the 6-part.
We sure did.
Online. And I am so glad we did.
It's amazing.
And we will say that to the end, but it features our favorite character, our current favorite character in DC canon.
Yep. Making an appearance. The monkey himself.
Monkey Manhunter is back from guiding Oliver Queen to his parents' crash plane. He's back here fooling around on the Swan communication satellite. But we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it then. I mentioned that because a lot of you might not have ever seen or heard of that part. And I'll try to post it on our social media as well, so you can just... Because these are available, of course, on your Smallville Season 6 DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
If they work or not.
Yes.
my troubles with these discs have been notorious this season. Mm-hmm. Couldn't watch it on there. We had to go online to watch it, so thankfully they're on there. Lance does have a series set. No, I don't think I told you this yet. You lent me your series set for now because season 6 would give me so much trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be honest, you're going to watch Smallville without me. So, of course, I'm just going to keep that.
I mean, I have watched some episodes, but I have Hulu for that.
Well, I also have your PS3 now with all those episodes. You sure do. So you have taken away every possible way. Oh, you have my Hulu account.
Yep. It all balances out, y'all.
It's incredible.
This is how we work. He has my DVDs. I have his Hulu account.
It's the power of friendship right there.
Exactly.
So my point there was I tried to watch, I think it was Prototype, and that disc started skipping on me.
Okay.
So then I had to go back to my disc.
Yeah.
So that's what it's so crazy.
So funny.
So anyway, these are available on your DVDs that are available online. Now, these are even more of a radical departure, I think, from what we've seen. There's no way you could make this anything like... Well, first of all, actors,
yes,
characters, special effects, and they're going across the world or fighting level 33.1.
Set pieces.
It's pretty epic, I thought.
I agree. And it's very comic booky, but again, this is why we're watching. And this is why we're tuning in.
And it ties into, like I said, it ties into Prototype most of all, because we actually see, we get a glimpse of Clark saving Lois from Wes Keenan and all that.
Yeah.
And the events of this episode where they use a nuclear device to defeat one of the super soldiers.
Yeah.
Comes into play. Now, there are multiple parts. I mean, I'm not really sure. They all bleed into each other.
They do. And again, y'all, it happens very, very fast.
Yeah.
It's
so
very quick.
I mean, it starts out and it's just the Justice League doing their thing. Mm-hmm. You know, they're doing what we heard they were going to do at the end of Justice.
Yeah.
Again, I do wonder. I don't trust any interviews from any people in authority until like it's like 20 years later and they can all be honest. Which actually works. We're getting pretty close.
We are close.
But you got a thing, right? When they were wrapping up season 6, they were like, we got to bring back the Justice League. We're going to fight the superpowered army, right? That must have been.
Yeah.
And then when they figured out they couldn't, to their credit, they were like, well, let's make a comic. What's our marketing doing? Was it Toyota this year? So that's what they did, right? And I gotta say, and I didn't say this on the podcast talking about Phantom, but I just want to mention now because it ties into this, because Bizarro was so out of nowhere, and it was like because I feel like they were wanted to do this, but availability budget didn't happen, right?
Okay.
So Bizarro was so out of nowhere because what do? You film with Tom Welling, so it reminded me, and that's what I didn't bring on the podcast, Logan.
Okay.
Because everyone's like, well, who's the villain in Logan?
Oh yeah, like, it's Logan.
You're like, what? I don't know. Like, well, Hugh Jackman's here, but who else is it? It's genius because they didn't. There wasn't like, hey, Lee Schreiber is here playing, or Tyler Mayne's here playing Sabretooth. It's like, no, it was just Hugh Jackman again.
Yeah.
And nobody really knew. And I think that's the only way those kind of twists could even work.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because it's like, okay, well, we didn't have to go cast someone or even start the casting. That's how we find out a lot. That you send out casting sheets and all that. And you're like, oh, it's going to be so. So you're the whole time, you're like, well, it looks like he's fighting. Maybe he's fighting the X-23 and the is the guy, as I live and breathe, the Wolverine guy. Yep. Is he going to be? That's kind of lame as a main villain. So anyway, I thought about that. And it did feel really out of nowhere. Like, what happened? You remember, you know, I mentioned the podcast with Kevin. You remember we watched that at Jenny's house, right? I'm like, but everybody was like, there was that, like, why are we doing this again?
Yes.
But they still did.
I know.
So
I know. These are the same people who are like, who've been like making fun of us for watching Smallville too.
Right. They're like, I finished that 4 years ago. You're still watching us? Now, we had not watched Heroes at the time.
No.
This is like me and Lance recapping real quick about season 6. Yeah. We go into this. We had not watched Heroes at the time, but all of our friends had.
Yes.
Ironically. And
we're trying to get us to watch it.
Right. And we were like, we're not doing that. And then we did. And then, of course, as we always do, we watch it to the bitter end, unlike them.
Uh-huh.
But the scene where Lois gets resurrected by Chloe was very similar to the scene where Peter gets resurrected by Claire in Heroes. And there was a lot of buzz online about that, too, at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, that's the same. I'm like, yeah, it kind of was the same. Yep. Once we actually cut off on Heroes. Did you think, like me and Kev, did you think, because we hadn't really talked about this in forever, but like that... Coy even absorbed into Lois?
Think so.
For that 15 seconds, man.
Yeah, I was honestly, I think I was like, they actually did it. Because again, we've been talking about this for years.
Because at that point, there's nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
But they still went where they
Yeah.
Anyway, we talked about it there.
Yeah.
I just remember that. And they're like, oh, Bizarro at the end, because the face changed. Uh-huh. And we're like, oh, okay. Because we're like, is this another clone? And then he says the Bizarro line and the face change, right? But that came so out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because this should have been, really, the season finale. You just obviously put Clark in it. Clark's not in this at all.
No.
Other than, a couple of panels where he's saving Lois.
Yeah.
You know, it's not really heavy on plot because it all happens so fast. But we do get returning Dr. Donovan, the guy from the Chloe Chronicles.
Yes.
Who was in season six, who's in this.
Yeah.
So it all, this is good stuff.
Hashtag it's all connected.
In this age of, and I'm surprised now, Arrow dabbled into it, The Flash did a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised, I guess it must be budgets and availability and all that, but this should be all the time with everything.
Mm-hmm.
Connecting the dots.
Yes.
Right? And that's what a lot of this does, and none of it makes any sense, but at least they try to act like it does. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I applaud them or my eyes at them.
It's a mixture of both.
But hey, we get Mr. Mixes Spidelick back.
We do. I had no idea that was going to be a thing, but we see that on the screen. We see a couple other names from the show as well in the montage of them going off in the league doing their thing. And it's basically just a big montage of the league doing their thing as they were in Justice. Right. Like we see each person doing their job. We see the, Impulse going in someplace and doing his little thing. We see Aquaman off the coast somewhere, zipping in, getting stuff.
Element.
Yeah. They're all literally in their
Cyborg
element.
Cyborg got a new power.
Either it was this new power or he pushed somebody really hard like he did in Justice.
Oh, and that those purple waves are like the slow motion or something.
Yeah.
Okay. That was interesting. But yeah, so it's our four person Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Chloe is a part timer.
Yeah.
Watchtower, right? But then we have a real Watchtower.
We do.
But we'll get there. They start getting some mysterious messages from our friend,
mm-hmm.
Martha Monkey Manhunter. And that'll wrap back around at the end. But throughout the entire thing, they're getting these, they're at their base, which is not the Watchtower.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting these messages from a figure. It's just all silhouette.
Yeah.
And he's giving them some clues and stuff. And then we get to the Christopher Beppo.
Yeah.
Who I believe Craig Byrne invented this character, I think, in the Smallville Ledger stuff.
Interesting.
Or he wrote the articles that were credited to him. I know he was very heavily involved in that. And that character has morphed into Chrissy Beppo on Superman Lois. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
I was confused. I think I mentioned on Always on Superman Lois, it was who was the guy who works at the dock who's a big Superman fan? I thought his name was Beppo.
I thought it was Bibbo.
Beppo the Super Monkey.
Yeah.
Bibbo. The Superman fan.
Yeah. Kind of looks like a mixture between Popeye and Brutus.
Yes, yes. Okay. It's like they did just merge those two characters together. Okay, so there, I stand corrected on that. But Beppo, right? So, what happens to him? Does he die? Or do they take him away? It all happens so fast.
Yeah.
Every image is so dense. There's so much going on. Rick McCallum, right? because he gets a tip. And he's investigating stuff, and Ezra Small's done it again.
Yeah.
And they try, so what we have here is...
There's also a flashback.
Yeah, that's why I want this in a physical form.
Mm-hmm.
Am I gonna have to take screenshots of this and print it out? Come on, CW, or whoever, whoever owns this now, can we release the Toyota?
Toyota's got the money.
If I went to a Toyota dealer, this is they should have these pamphlets at Toyota dealerships.
Like while you're waiting on your car?
For kids.
Yeah.
It's like a kid's,
comic book.
Like a Burger King comic they give you with your Justice League toy, right? But anyway, it all really speeds by pretty fast, but we get some flashbacks to Ezra Small, Smallville Smalls, who of course is Lana's great-great-great-grandfather or something, because Henry Smalls lives
ridiculous.
He is at a fire, and some wolves come up to him. His gun jams, he starts running away, and he runs and he falls and discovers the Kawachi Caves. I fell forever.
Mm-hmm.
figuring the dark is my destiny. So, and then I'm like, hey, those are the Skinwalker Wolves.
Yeah. Right?
But then they are, because they kind of glow and disappear. Uh-huh. And he's like, did you want me to find this place? Like, I hate the Kawachi Caves, but now I'm like, oh, look, it's the caves, right? Because it's like, I know what that is.
Uh-huh.
Because it's the same. We haven't seen those in years on the show. We got Jimmy holding up a picture or something, right? And it's all the same stuff we usually see.
Yep.
I'm sure were we on the Skinwalker episode?
I think so.
Yeah. I'm sure we talked about this, but one of these fan theories was Superman went back in time and told him the story. that would have been much better.
Yes.
Than whatever this explanation. What did you take from this?
I have no idea. Like, it's hard. First of all, it was going by too quickly. Because, like, my first thought was, like, why is this here when we were doing this Justice League thing?
Because we got to fill time.
I know. But then when it goes, you know, back to the present day, you have Beppo going, he's like, hey, Small was right. And it's just like, what?
I mean, that's interesting. I would love a full comic book about all that history, because clearly the show has no interest
in
connecting these dots. The show tries to tell us that Davis Bloom was Sagith at some point when they thought, oh, I guess Michael's not coming back.
Yep.
We have 5 episodes left. and then we get a little bit more flashback later, which is the big try to connect all the dots, which just makes no sense. But then you got Justice League still doing their thing, and Chloe doesn't help them this time. As you were saying, there's more montage of them like going to different countries and blowing up facilities. I'm sure all the civilians were gone.
Yeah, that's true. And then also, I one of the things that I did pick up in some of the dialogue boxes and everything is Impulse is still like using Spanglish.
And he's hanging out in Mexico.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? They're leaning. And Aquaman's talking like a dude, bro. Mm-hmm. Do it, bro.
Yep.
I could feel the voice, especially those two.
Because
they had the most, I guess, personality of like you can communicate that through dialogue more than the other two characters. And yeah, so it's fun to see them doing their thing. And they're blown up, as was promised. They're going around the world. Clark is looking for phantoms.
Yeah, and then there's a panel in there. It's like, oh, maybe he's finally ready to leave the farm.
Yeah. The cliffhanger of one of these is you have to find this car before Lex Luthor does, and it's the Nissan.
It's a Nissan Versa.
Nothing over. Totally wrong. It's Heroes. It's the Toyota. The
Toyota Yaris. Nissan
Versa. That is how ingrained, 2007 is when we saw Heroes?
Yeah.
That's how ingrained that is in our heads. Same years these are coming out.
Yeah, it's true.
So they were like, what are they doing over on NBC? Man, I'm sure someone saw that.
Pretty sure.
It was like, we have to do that.
We need a car.
Chicks dig the car.
This is like in Mad Men. It's like, we have to land a car. We got to get a car.
They find this, I keep saying Nissan Versa. They find this Toyota Yaris, and it was Chris Beppo's.
Yeah.
He observed some people doing some shady stuff, and they kind of kidnapped him. I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah, it's hard to see.
I mean, I would rewatch it, but it's like 9 minutes, so we just don't have the time.
Yeah.
So.
No so time!
You came here in a time machine! That is Confused Matthew. I know he shouted out on Always Sold the Arrow not too long ago. You know, those videos, like his channel got, like he moved over to a different service.
Okay.
And that service got disappeared. And so people are slowly uploading his videos. And I don't know if that one exists anymore.
Hilarious.
No time.
You came here in a time machine.
That is a reference he made to Star Trek Voyager. God, what is the episode? It's the two-parter where they go to the 90s and we're not in the eugenics war, so someone did not watch Star Trek, the original series in 1996. But what is it called? Sarah Silverman is in it.
Amazing.
Feature tense is an Enterprise episode. Man, oh man. Okay, I got to do this. Star Trek head is on the line here. It's not past tense. That's a Deep Space Nine. Future's End.
Future's End.
Future's End, parts 1 and 2. We made it. Starring Edward Nygma's boss.
Back to work, Edward!
E. Egg Begley Jr. is the guy
that... What the hell is going on in here?
Surf's up, Big Kahuna. That's the guy who finds the technology. And that. Anyway, we got there. But that plot is like someone shows up and tells Voyager, like, you have to be destroyed.
Yeah.
And Voyager's like, wait, explain what's going on. He's like, no time! And that's where the joke, you came here in a time machine, came from. We digress. So anyway... The Justice League gets the car and they're like scanning it.
Yeah.
They don't find anything. You know, Cyborg's plug in, can't find anything. Bart's like buzzing all around it, can't find anything.
Yeah.
But then they get more clues from Martian Manhunter.
Uh-huh.
The mysterious
figure.
Mysterious figure. And then we get, you know, it's we get, you know, we're not going beat by beat here. We're just, you know, because as cool as this is and as fast as it is, some of it's kind of repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
We get some like an overview of what's been going on, like with, they don't have Veritas yet, but they're, the idea is there, because they have like a boardroom and like Lionel is there with Dr. Swan and Genevieve Teague and, you know, all these people.
It's very light-ish from like Young Justice.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. Yeah, the light, what did we do? So,
doom, doom, doom.
Yeah, there you go. Shout out to you, Anthony Lantern, but...
and shout out to Britney. Hashtag free Britney.
Shout out to Aquaman. But then they show stuff like the Ezra Small writing stuff down, and the witches in France. Like misinterpreting stuff, and it's their attempt to tie this up. They show Jor-El from Relic. putting the thing in the cave. They show someone hiding the stuff in China. They show the fortress somehow.
So something from like the Victorian era as well.
Yeah, that must be one of the other crystals, right? Mm-hmm. But they show the fortress. I'm like, whoa, why is this here? Yeah,
exactly. That didn't make any sense.
Is this a flashback? Is this current? Yeah. I don't know. So they're trying to tie this stuff together. And I don't, like you said, why is this here? Like, that should be its own thing.
I agree.
Like, if you were going to plot this out as a five issue miniseries, you do half and half,
mm-hmm.
and you do like present and, well, you know, Arrow.
Yes.
Just go watch an episode of Arrow,
mm-hmm.
The first two seasons, and it'll show you how to do flashbacks, right? Although, you know,
and parts of the third.
You know what? You know, the flashbacks, they're not so bad in the third season.
No, they're not.
You know, I like you guys like Maceo less.
Yes.
I actually liked him more. Because I remember him as like a nothing, like I did the reverse Yao Fei with him. Because it was like another, they were like, oh, we killed off Yao Fei, but let's have, he was like Yao Fei 2.0, this guy.
Yeah.
I liked him more though.
He's all right, but like between him and Tatsu, it's Tatsu.
Well, they didn't bring him back for season 8, did they?
They sure did not.
All that to say, the structure of this was a little off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to say what a structure is when they're just throwing images at you.
Yeah.
So I want to be able to turn the page, man. You know, like Kevin Smith, that's a physical comics, man.
Exactly. Well, also just to be able to digest the information that we're getting a little bit.
Yeah. Like I said, we can't rewatch it. So what are you going to do, right?
I know. There's no time.
There's no time. I already did that.
Yeah, I know.
Coming back. So they do some tests on, like, you see them testing other soldiers. And I still don't think they know what the super soldiers were,
because
the show certainly didn't tell us. Are we to believe that it's a combination of meteor freaks they're experimenting on and recovered fallen military
it seems that
officers
way.
Because they're taking it's I don't mention this in the podcast, it's just like X-Men Origins Wolverine, they're taking powers,
yes,
because they take Mr. and Mrs. Piddalick like mind control, and that explains how they can control. I'm like, well, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
although God, he came to a terrible end, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked to see him on the show again. I know. Agreed. People really, because they Nolanized him, for lack of a better word, but you could have done more with that.
Yeah,
especially in the season with magic, bring him back like season 6 or well 7 or all the times that I mentioned it, like Progeny with Chloe's mom, like all these times we see these like other media freaks.
Yeah.
It's a perfect time to bring people back. I don't know, actor availability, who knows? What did that guy do? You know, double for Jerry O'Connell somewhere? You know? But anyway, so they get into a fight with one of these prototypes, right? And he's wearing his Court of Owls gear. Right?
Basically, yeah.
But they give him a pretty good fight, huh?
They do, and it seems like he's like, you know, he has like all their gifts. Like that's what it sounds like. So it's like, what is this, a Mazo? Like,
right. Oh yeah, that got Nolanized on Arrow.
It did, and then it got un-Nolanized on Arrow.
There must be two. So I don't know how helpful Aquaman is there out there in the desert.
He wasn't. He shot a gun.
You know, we saw Oliver shooting a gun too. Right? Was that a gun or was that his little crossbow thing?
It was his little crossbow.
It happened so fast. Yeah. Right? That was a sequence there where they found the vial they were giving the super soldiers or something. Mm-hmm. Aquaman found it, and then Oliver picked him up, and they were driving across some bridge.
Yeah.
And then he's like, take this back to base. Aquaman jumps off the bridge.
Into like, the water, yeah.
That's pretty cool, right? Mm-hmm. I wonder if he ate it and pooped it out like the whole Incredible Hulk did with his USB drive.
Maybe.
Because he swims naked, right? Because it's more aerodynamic. Right? Swim faster this way. Whatever. So they find him out in the desert, and all the stuff they're doing is not, they have these like suit, bringing the big guns. They have these. What I always think of the Lex Luthor gun from Justice League when he fights the Justice Lords.
Okay.
That's what I imagine Lex's gun and Bizarro, the episode, would have done to him.
Okay.
But he just picks up that random gun. Why is this here?
Yeah.
Like, maybe, you know, maybe because super soldiers?
Maybe.
Maybe this explains it. Anyway, they're all shooting him, and it doesn't work. They're all shooting the prototype. And then Oliver, like, pulls out this radioactive material.
Yeah.
Radioactive. And shoots him with a low level nuke.
Basically.
And we're out in the desert, so it's okay.
Reminds me of that that basically the Seven Soldiers of Victory episode of Justice League where none of the majors were there, but it's like Green Arrow, Speedy,
Vigilante,
Shining Knight, and a couple other randoms like fighting off against a juiced up
General
Eiling, yeah.
Voiced by
Omni-Man.
K. Simmons.
Yep. That guy. That dude deserves all the flowers.
I mean, I've never seen him in something where he's not excellent.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the best thing of Terminator Genesis.
Yeah.
Damn, Tom Jobman robots he's always the best coming in the tracks.
He's the best thing in a lot of the things that he does. And I love the fact that he does like his animated roles as well as he does his live action stuff. Like it's the same consistent great performance in everything that he does.
Can't wait to see him in Spider-Man No Way Home.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe two of them. Maybe that's the reason they made this one bald. because we're going to see the other one, who looks like the proper J. Jonah Jameson.
I know, right?
Did you guys forget, like, step seven when you were making? Anyway, you guys know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So they take him out, and then we get this intercutting with Chloe on the phone, and she's walking for the Kent Farm, and that would follow the scene where, you know, like, oh, yeah, I just talked to all of his guys. I just took a guy out with a nuclear, and that's why Clark uses his heat vision on him. That kind of wraps up that
it does.
Part of it. And then that's where they have that, you know, we do have that montage of, it's like, it's the mysterious voice talking about, you're all brought together for a reason. You know, do you ever heard of Virgil Swan? Mm-hmm. And we see the last son of Krypton had to be protected and people to trust. And we see like the Kents, and you know. So I'm like, okay, I am not a big proponent of like the destiny thing with Superman.
Okay.
I don't like the fact that like Jor-El met the Kents.
Yeah.
And because the other thing, the voice is like, we had to ensure things were going to happen. Like this prophecy stuff with the Kwachi, that's a big reason I like the Kwachi caves. Like a prophecy.
Because they Terminator it?
I love the Terminator. That's different. That's a predecision paradigm. Well, no, it's like, you speak of the prophecy. Like, I'm sick of prophecies.
Okay.
I'm sick of chosen ones.
Okay.
Right? I'm sick of all this stuff. I just want Superman. He's just a guy trying to do the right thing.
Okay.
Maybe he's not a god or a devil figure. Anyway. The hero's journey should not be predetermined.
Yeah, I get you.
So all this stuff about like, well, it had to happen this way. And it was like, and because some guy saw some, because Ezra Small or whatever, right? And that's like, what, 200 years ago?
Yeah.
He saw those things and wrote them down, which means like 300 years before that, someone drew them on the cave wall.
Yeah.
Why? How? What? You know, why is there a Kryptonian portal there? How does that work? Anyway, and this tries to act like it didn't answer any of that stuff. Now, at the end, you know, that the team like assembles again and like, all right, we're off to our next thing. We need to talk about the extra video we found.
Okay.
Because it's like a sixth part, but it's technically it goes over the same information as
the fifth part does.
And it's this, you see like, bzz, you know, this shrouded figure in shadow. You are not alone.
Yes.
To Kal-El, I say this. We go to that, we hear the same kind of monologue. And it's Phil Morris.
It is.
It's his voice because they kind of like.
It's legit him.
Like, it really is him. And I'm like, are they going to. I thought the whole time they would just fade into the like a actual animated Martian Manhunter, right? But that's not what they do. We bring back the creative team behind the Oliver Queen Chronicles, and we see in 1995 CGI John Jones sitting in some kind of control room, and then he turns in to. Comic Martian Manhunter.
He does. We see a live transformation.
And this is all CG, though.
It is.
But this is the most we see him in Smallville.
That's true.
And then Dr. Fate, that 30 seconds.
I know. Oh, my God.
Look pretty good, though. I mean, that particular, the design.
Design, yeah. Well, that was cool. I'll admit that.
And then he just kind of stands there, just the arm crossed thing.
Yep.
He's like, you guys seen that Alex Ross painting of me? That's what I'm doing. And I'm like, okay. And then we just slowly start.
Very slow, like awkwardly Family Guys stay, like pan out.
It's like 2 minutes. And we see that he's on a space station. And we see that it's Swan Communications.
Yes.
And this implies that he is connected to Virgil Swan somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Which opens a whole new level of like, was he around? Was he the one that gave him the disc? And
does
he know this? And that's how Virgil Swan knows about Krypton. Like, I do not know where the Veritas journals come from. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I mean, we have the Watchtower.
We do. We legit, like, that's what he's on.
Which is funny because in Justice League Unlimited, he became the guy that hung out with the Watchtower. That was going to happen, too. Oh, good. It's time for you to go on this assignment, Supergirl. You and Captain Atom will be the stars this week. But
that's right. And until, like, Wonder Woman was like, no, you need to go experience the world, live.
It's like, no, we got renewed for another season. We're going to need everybody back.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they, like, did they decanonize this one? Like, because it exists.
I don't know.
It's not like a bootleg that got released. Like, as I understand it, it was part of the whole thing, and then it just wasn't included here.
Yeah.
And it's not like, they were like, we're not doing the Watchtower, because they would have to address that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they contradicted Oliver Queen Chronicles.
So. I mean, like, they would have to, but they didn't, and they weren't going to.
Yeah, that's the story of Smallville.
Yeah.
I mean, he has to put on the costume, right? So it's interesting that we have the watch, because Chloe's called Watchtower and all this stuff, but literally
there
literally
is a Watchtower. Yeah.
I like how they made like Star Labs, Swan kind of labs and in season 11 comics, for example.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the same thing. And I like that. And obviously, you know, this is animated and we're not doing like actors, and that's why you can do all this stuff, because some of those actors have passed. I mean, Chris Reeve, you can't have Dr. Swan and stuff. For all of our this doesn't make any sense. Like, I enjoyed it quite a bit. I thought it was a fun, like, it's like official fan fiction.
Yeah, this one was fun.
Although fan fiction will try and actually connect the dots, not just show you some images like, oh, France, they remembered. Like, yeah, but why does sketching a an engraving give you a tattoo?
Yeah.
That's the transference tattoo.
Yeah. Well, it transferred from that paper.
Yeah, but then it went away when she killed Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Yeah, that's weird.
Human blood has touched one of the... That doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Explain to me Jor-El in this show. Smallville Legends, Justice and Doom. Oh, he does say the, like, when there is doom, there will be justice. Like, yep. He says the... I don't know. They kind of awkwardly shoehorn that.
Mm-hmm. But, episode title said an episode.
For all the flack we give Martian Manhunter these days, this was a proper use of him.
I agree.
As, like, he's actively working in the shadows.
Yeah, he's not a damn monkey.
Yeah. And he's himself. He's not just a random character. That, and that's very disingenuous. And let's take a quick second.
Okay.
We'll wrap up here. And I am sick of these shows introducing iconic characters through made up characters trying to trick you, using your comic book knowledge against you.
Yes.
This has happened multiple. This is the Arrowverse now. So this is your, so I'm gonna turn it off to you, and this, you gotta defend this or share your thoughts.
Okay.
Reverse Flash. Harrison Wells. Oh, it's Earbud Thawne. We got you. Hank Henshaw. Oh, it's Martian Manhunter. We got you. Captain Luther. Oh, it's Steel. We got you. Talk on that. What are your thoughts on that?
It's just them trying to outthink themselves. They're trying to be too clever. And each time it's just like, you didn't have to do that. Like, you could have just saved everybody trouble and just made the character who it was. It's so much easier to do that. Like, instead of doing, you could just had Eobard Thawne from the beginning. You didn't need to create Harrison Wells and then keep having to come up with an excuse to have a Wells on the show every single season.
Because no one knows that name.
Yeah.
Miranda Tate.
Yeah. Why?
Ernst Stoffel Blofeld. My name is Khan. Uh-huh. Enough.
Yeah.
Enough John Harrison, right? Or whatever, cuckoo, whatever his brother's Christoph Waltz. Stupid name was, and it's got a Spectre, right? It takes something away. It takes something away from the introduction of these characters, and there's all this nonsense you have to get through, right?
Yeah.
And all that being said, I think Reverse Flashes works the best because it's like part of the plan.
All part of the plan.
Lose their minds. Because he's like, okay, I'm going to be Harrison Wells, I'm going to do this. It was literally identity switch there instead of like, I killed Hank Henshaw, so I better assume his identity.
Yeah, see, that one was just like...
Because we know Cyborg Superman.
Correct.
And they're like, haha, we got you. No, you didn't get me.
Mm-hmm.
And then this whole Captain Luther thing, it's like, oh, we got you. Yep. Like, no, you lied to us.
Yep.
You're like, how... You show a bald guy and call him Captain Luther, and they'd be like, oh, we got you.
They also did the same thing with Jay Garrick. You know?
Oh, my God! Totally... The whole time, I'm like, shouldn't Jay Garrick be older? Shouldn't I? And then, he was.
He was.
We got you. I'm like, no. Yeah.
Wait,
so
didn't you guys just do this in season one?
Thank you.
Teddy Sears.
Teddy Sears. He's like, well, I was a little concerned. You guys have heard the story, but sound a lot like we just did.
Hilarious.
That's why he only came back for like one episode. They're like, all right, Teddy. Talking about this Martian Manhunter, so much Martian Manhunter going on. Mm-hmm. Like, is he, you know what? And stuff like this is why I was like, oh, season six was the year Martian Manhunter.
Mm.
And he's in two episodes.
Yeah.
Three if you count the stunt double in Static, right? Could they not have thought about that through and cast him? Because you know what? This silhouette looks way more like the stunt double guy.
Oh, yeah.
Than him. Now, in this lost in part, it's what he looked like. Before he became the Martian Manhunter, he looked like the guy from Leverage.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know the actor's name.
Yeah.
So I apologize, but I'm like, that looks like a 1995 CGI guy from Leverage. Because sometimes bad guys make the best good guys.
That's right.
So, but anyway, I don't know. Smallville didn't lie to you that way. Smallville's like, this is Brainiac.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you see him spill out of a ship.
Yes.
And now I'm like, okay, we know what's going on here, right? And I can't think of another, like Zod, like we knew he was...
Zod,
right? I'm just on Davis. We saw him be a werewolf. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just trying to think of. I feel like they're always very honest with you about these things.
Yeah, it's true.
Like we have the whole "there must be two" joke.
Yeah, Arrow. There, it gets all weird with Vigilante.
Oh, F that.
Yeah,
F that. That is another one.
Yep.
Like, aren't we smart? No, you're not. You just changed people's names.
Yep.
Did they ever vigilante ever come back? Like the vigilante, they explain that ever?
I can't remember.
Because everyone's like, is he going to be his twin brother or something?
Yeah. Right?
Because it's like, Prometheus is not Adrian Chase.
Mm-hmm.
You liar. Hank Henshaw is not the Martian Manhunter. Yes. You liars. Like, I don't, so I think that is, you could say it's clever. I don't know. I find it, and that's why I keep saying this phrase, using your comic book knowledge against you.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. So I know we're on this tangent here. Maybe, you know, just this Martian Manhunter stuff again is just right. And oh man, that's Arrow. That might've been the worst.
Yeah.
Cause it's like this character, the vigilante, he is this character on the show and all this, you know, because you're just going with what you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, nope.
Nope. Gotcha.
They're like, no, that should have been Tommy Merlin.
Yeah.
Like, you guys will cover that.
Yes,
in,
we
in
will.
Good time. Yeah, I, you know, give Smallville credit. They never pulled that stuff on. They gave us two Dr. Hamiltons.
That's true.
You know, I would say the first, we talked about this last time in the last episode briefly, but the first Deathstroke.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, that's not the same because Slade Wilson shows up. He's like, hi, I'm Slade Wilson. I'm like, yes. Okay. And then he immediately finds the mask.
Yes.
So they like cover all that.
They do.
It'd be like if that first guy's name was Slade, or like that was a nickname, and then like Oliver met Manu Bennett. And he never like knew a name or something.
Yeah.
You just call me Joe. And then it turns out you were Slade Wilson the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, that would be the, I'm trying to reverse engineer the good times they did it.
Okay.
So anyway, stop it.
Yeah.
Just every show. Oh,
they do it with Connor Hawke also on Arrow.
Oh, because he's not really.
Because he's not Connor Hawke.
Yeah, but why would you use that name?
I don't know. It's like, why, of all the names that you could have done, why John Diggle Jr. did you pick that?
Anyway, hey, Smallville Justice and Doom, go check it out.
Yeah.
And stay tuned for more Arrowverse talk over there on Always on Arrow with you.
Absolutely.
But yeah, no, that was fun. That's just what we needed after the Oliver Queen.
Absolutely.
Because woo-hoo-hoo.
That was rough.
Honestly, was Justice and Doom the best of these? I'm talking like Chloe Chronicles, Vengeance Chronicles. I mean, there's something about seeing, you know, Allison Mack and them in live action, but.
That's a sentence.
Come on.
You got to laugh.
Yeah. But seriously, though, I think, is this the best one?
I think it might be.
Yeah. Due to the nature of Smallville, you just wouldn't get to see this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Because the next time we see the Justice League, they're going to be on a Zoom meeting.
Well, the most of them.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, we see some of them look for Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them fight Doomsday.
Yeah.
Some of them, and yeah, I guess it's that Zoom meeting in my favorite episode.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, they're all there.
That's true.
In the age of the pandemic, we can all understand.
That's right.
Zoom meetings, I mean, why ever have real meetings again? You know, why don't we don't even need to go to that watchtower up there. Zoom up there.
That's right.
Sign on to Teams, right? And blur your background, you know, and choose your background.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a good feature in Teams, by the way. You don't have to like do a weird green screen. You just blur your background.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you guys know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. It's 2021.
That's right.
We're all well versed in these things. But yeah, Smallville Justice and Doom. I really like it.
Yeah. We recommend this one.
That's high recommendation. And I really wish these would come out in physical copy.
Yeah.
All right, Lance. Well, people want to find you out there online, where can they find you?
They can find me at Sir Lance Lasser on all of my social medias. You can also find me weekly doing the news on Nerd Party News. And you can find us on Twitter at Join Nerd Party. And you can find me also on the United Federation of Podcasts, talking about all the things that make Arrow Arrow, on Always Hold On to Arrow. And you can find us on Twitter at Do Not Fail Our Pod.
All righty. As for me, more on Zach on Twitter, MOREONZSH. I also host some podcasts over on the United Federation of Podcasts, so look for us over there at UFP Earth. And as for the podcast here, you can find us on Twitter at Always Smallville with one S. You can find us on Facebook at Always on Smallville. You can send us an email at alwaysmallville@gmail.com. Once again, with one S. Well, that's going to do it for us this time. Like we teased last time, we got the mailbag coming up. We got a few things before we start into Season 7. Of course, we got Always On Superman Lois over there.
Mm-hmm.
So check us out until they make a break. Then we'll come back with our Season 7 coverage.
It's exciting.
Season 7, y'all. It's here. Bizarro.
It's exciting.
It's coming up. So I'm
Supergirl.
Yeah. Veritas. So I'm looking forward to it. It's... I guess it's the
Earthquakes.
One, no. I guess it's the one I've revisited the least. So, mm-hmm. But until then, always hold on, Smallville.
Always Hold on, Smallville is brought to you by listeners like you: Chris Fuchs, Cavante Chillis, Dallas Hernandez, Casey Cochran, Darren Kirscht, Joy Deanberg, JJ Hodges, DJ Duena, Jason Skipper, Nathan Rothacher, Mateo Jarrell Santiago, Jordan Brennerman, Alvin Ortland, Nathan McKenzie, Tim Miller, Joe McIndo, Steve Rogers, Molly Ficarella, Teef Sheik, John Curcio, Mike Franz, Dylan D'Antonio, Andrew Parker, James Lee, Jonathan England, Adam Sullins, Joe Michael, Zachary Buchalter, Mark Itzfoppen, Alex Ramsey, Jason Davis, Patrick Bravo, Jacob Stevenart, Corey Moore, James Bandini II, Nick Ryan Magdoza, Andy Bissell, Jim Thomas, Nicholas Fansler, Catherine Caldwell, Will Hunt, Clunk Kent, Patricia Carrillo, Jacob, Jason Short, Mariana Sachi, Tom Gerke, Nicholas Coso, Jared Gibbs, Erica Flynn, Anthony Anderson, Jasmine McGilley, Keith Falls, Jay Packett, Lauren D., and Cody Thomas. Thank you so much to all these patrons. And you too can become a patron by going to patreon.com/alwaysmallville with one S. Hope to see you there.